Well, here we are, Susie 103.4. Good morning to you. Can I welcome now to our studios live here in Merstham, Colin Green. Good morning, Colin.
Morning.
And good morning to Dan Francis.
Morning.
OK, Colin, right, we'll start with you then. Tell us something about what you do.
I'm a carer, and I work for a company called County Care Independent Living. They're a local and quite young company, a bit like Susie Radio. They've been going since 2010. We employ around about 130 people, and around about 260 people use our service. And the sort of people that use the service are people that have autism, learning difficulties, or all mental health issues. And we're there to support them to become more independent.
Yeah, excellent, excellent. And Dan, what do you do?
I go to, I basically live at home.
Right, okay, you're living at home, are you?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Yeah, and you get the support from County Care?
I do, yes.
So what do they do for you that enhances your lifestyle?
Well, they take me out places, been to Hastings and all those places.
I take it without County Care, you wouldn't get that specialist care?
No, I wouldn't, no. No.
Actually, I was looking on the internet the other day about this, and it's very, very hard for people like yourself that suffer with autism or learning difficulties to get help and support. Now, something like County Care is excellent for because it's something that everybody needs. And back to you, Colin, as Dan said, you go out on days out and you go to perhaps pantomimes or something like that. What else does County Care do as well?
Well, we also have clubs. So we may have meet and eat where we get together for an evening with carers and people that use the service for a quiz and a meal. We go bowling regularly.
Oh, right.
We also have a club in Hawley called the CSP where people will go every day, do different activities, be it gardening, be it working in a cafe or arts projects. Mm-hmm. So it really is kind of to kind of increase people's knowledge, increase people's abilities, and for some people to get them ready for work as well.
Excellent stuff. And are you local?
Yes, I live in Smallfield.
Right, okay. And have you got facilities here for the County Care? Have you got, like, a place to where everybody goes every day?
We have a number of offices. We have an office in Hawley, in Court Lodge. We also have an office in Povey Crossroads, in Hawley. And we also represented on the other side of the county over in Woking.
Okay. And now, if somebody wanted to join your organisation, how would they go about doing that if they wanted to be a carer?
Well, that's quite simple. You go onto the website, County Care Independent Living, and you'll see information there of the sort of stuff we do, the sort of people that we're looking for. And in my case, I just phoned them up and said, like, I'd like to come over along and have a chat. Mm-hmm. And after the chat, I had a think about it. I thought, yes, this is something I'd like to do. Mm-hmm. And then I went for a formal interview. Training's very good, 2 weeks training, but there's lots of additional training you do throughout the year. And if somebody, like myself, I'm kind of semi-retired, if someone's looking for something that will give a huge amount of job satisfaction, this is excellent. Mm-hmm. It's not all people my age. There's lots of much younger people that are working for County Care. So you have a real mixture of people that are kind of there for people that want to use the service.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about facilities for something like, if somebody in your case or of County Care want you to get into radio, is there a chance of that happening?
Get into radio?
Yeah.
Well, interestingly, there's a lot of people that use our service that have very interest, have a great interest in radio and television.
Yeah.
So, I mean, one of the reasons we're here today is because Dan expressed an interest in Susie Radio. Mm-hmm. And how it worked. Mm-hmm. Never seen the inside of a radio a station before. So for Dan, this is something completely different, something we haven't done before. As he said, we've been to Brighton, we've been to Hastings, we go out for cups of coffee, but this is something which everybody's excited about. In fact, the whole of County Care is excited because it's something different. And I hope, as a result, other people will want to kind of build on that and do other visits.
Well, there's no bar here at Susie Radio, I can tell you that. And if someone's got the capability of presenting a programme, there's no reason why they cannot present a programme. Absolutely.
We certainly have a couple of people who are actually DJs. Who
really?
That do regular DJing. So I think we've got skills within our organisation with our service users.
Absolutely fantastic. Well, thank you so much for coming in today. Thank you to Dan and to Colin, and all the best to you.